Okay. Now that we've talked a little bit about the reduction of a distance measured on the Earth's surface, and there's more information on this, of course, in your reading in basic GIS coordinates, let's just spend a second looking at directions in state plane coordinates. Now, you will find that every zone in a state plane coordinate system has a central meridian. In Colorado, the central meridian is 105 degrees 30 minutes west longitude, as shown here on this slide. Now, here on the left, you have station D266, and on the right, station Fink. Okay. Now, notice in both cases that grid north, this is grid referring to the state plane grid, grid north is exactly parallel with the central meridian. And this, of course, is the convention for any plane coordinate system. Now, that parallelism is convenient because, of course, therefore, on your map, in a plane coordinate system, north is always up and always the same direction, and all norths are parallel. Of course, on the surface of the Earth, meridians converge at the North Pole. So therefore, there is this value shown here in blue called convergence. That means the difference between geodetic north, that direction along the meridian that would converge at the North Pole, and grid north, this direction that's parallel to the central meridian of the zone. Now, as you see over here on the right at station Fink, it's plus 0000, 17.2 seconds. And over here on the left, it's minus. This is west of the central meridian, 0000, 40 seconds. All right. Now, as long as one stays in state plane zones and with that parallelism and grid north and so on, you can see that you can have a grid azimuth that is here in red, so that if one occupied station Fink, let's say, on the map at least, and turned the angle 294 degrees, 58 minutes and 50 seconds, that points you down the vector to D266 station. And at D266, using the grid azimuth 650110, that will direct the line to station Fink. And notice that if you add those two red grid azimuths together, as expected, the result is 360 degrees. However, look at the green geodetic azimuths. Now, these, of course, are from what we might call true north or geodetic north, the north that will converge, the north along the meridian that actually goes through the point. Now, if one were to occupy station Fink and for example, observe Polaris for an astronomic azimuth, you would turn approximately 294 degrees, 59 minutes, 07.2 seconds. And, of course, you'll see that the difference there is exactly the same thing as that convergence angle at 17.2 seconds. Same thing over there on D266. You see in the green, the geodetic azimuth, 65 degrees, 00, and 30 seconds, differs from the grid azimuth by the convergence in the blue. And one thing you notice immediately is if one were to add the two geodetic azimuths together, they would definitely not add up to 360 degrees. And this is, of course, because on the plane, on the state plane, they have their norths not parallel to the central meridian. So the bottom line is this. On the state plane coordinate grid, north is always parallel with the central meridian, but in reality, at the points on the Earth, north is along the meridian that passes through them, and they are certainly not parallel with one another. and certainly not parallel with the central meridian.